Oh, yes.
Now?
Yes.
Hear the old tale story. I go and write. I allude you from Arctic Red River. August 4, 1960, Fort Godot, Northwest Territories. Dear sir, this true story been carried throughout ages and ages and generation from beginning the world tis way going on. One winter time, a man stayed alone with his family out in the bush, and the man set fish hook for jackfish and hard to catch fish for spare his family. And the meantime, his wife, she cut wood every day for his camp. One morning she cut wood again. She found bear in the tent, and she light fire at the door of the bear tent to be choked with the smoke. Then bear tied, and she take out from the bear hole, and she make big fire and to be burn the hair out of bear to be cleansed. And when she cleansed, she cut out in peace, and she hide it in the bear tent back, and she turn her tent over on the bear tent. She don't want it her husband be know that she kill the bear. She will just only her and her children to be eat the bear meat and fat alone, and hide from her poor husband, who lining fish all day long, not catch fish enough to support his family. He mind only one jack fish a day, but her and her children, they live with bear meat and bear fat. They live well, but the man suffer with hunger. And woman tell her children, do not tell your father, I was killed the bear, she said to her children. And when the man go to his home in the morning, then we eat bear meat and fat, and she come with her children head. Then she oiled their hair with bear grease and tell them, If your father tell you from where your hair greased like that, tell him mama she greased her hair with willow juice. But that winter time is no juice in willow. You're going to answer him that. And poor man try hard for save his family from hunger. After many days, spend bear meat nearly spent. One night when they go to bed to sleep, one man come to their door, tell them, brother, I nearly died to starve. Starving, he said. That man come at his door to his own brother, and that man with his family said to him, dear brother, so am I too. What I going to do for your meal? I have nothing to feed you myself, just nearly the end of my life. We starve, said to his brother. Then this man come reply, brother, I thought that you shall kill the bear. The bear, I pass your camp, thus I see bear head bone stand up on the stick. How that you say you starve? Then the woman ashamed for herself and said, I have some piece of bear fat yet. Then they kid up to take that bear fat. outside in my sled. She said, then she go get that meat down in her sled, and when she come in her house, the husband will get mad with her and cut off her head, then kill her, but the head of her life yet roll around the fire without stop. And meantime, the father of the family, he gives something needed for life to his two boys. The same time, he gives blue stone and small piece of steel and twisted wire, his three things. The father gives to them for doing the wonderful work with it. Then the two boys, they go flee out to far country from their mother's head. Then the two boys go on, run the mother's head, rolling after them. And when the mother's head near them to catch them, they throw down on the ground the blue stone, and she become big rock, high mountain between the mother head and them. Then they go far. They can't make it. The time the mother head back behind the mountain. Nobody know his head, but she's going to pass the mountain. After long walk, his bloody head come follow them again, and just nearly catching them up. Then they throw down twisted piece of wire, she become big rough mountain again. Then the two boy walk far they can, and after long time again, the mother head appear follow them. When near them, they throw again a piece of steel on the ground, become big rough mountain again between them and the head of the mother. Then again the two boy, they walk know how far they can go. Now they headed the shore of the sea, and when they arrive there, they see seagull on the shore of that the sea. They tell him, big seagull, will you take this other side cross the sea? We flee from our mother head, come after us. Then the big seagull tell them, come on my back to bring your boat cross to the sea. And the two boys, they sit down on his back, and he flee away up to bring them across the sea with them. Then when they landed with them, then the boy said to big seagull, if you fly back on other side, mother head come rolling on the seashore, she's sure going to tell you, bring me also across the sea and take her on your back, but you be thrown on her at middle of the sea to be swallowed up by the big whale, then be perish for good. They said to two boys. He said to, then the seagull returned back, fly to his side where he was before. There already his head on the seashore. When the seagull, he landed on that woman head talk. Yet she said to the seagull, Seagull, will you please bring me close to Seth? But Seagull, he did bring her head. Seagull, tell her, come roll up on my back. Then Seagull fly cross again the sea with her head. But Seagull, he did not, he did as the two boy tell him to do it. Middle the sea turn over with the head, then drop down in the ocean among prey big fish. Then this woman had her last word say, I will be divided among all the animals of the earth. And the birds, and after a few minutes, the bird come out from the water and he fly up on the air. Then the Dubai said, but not long, said, after well the younger boy, he mourned too much lonely, and the older boy, for some for his brother, he make a football to play with. And then we started to play football, the two boys enjoy together. Soon after that, we hear somebody sing loud for far out on the sea coming to them. And after a while we see small boat come, one old man in, come to them. We fear it, and this old man landed at the shore. He is bad magician man. Soon landed the two boy ball wind carry in his boat. And the boy, we said to them, now if only one of you come in the boat to take his ball, you have his boat. And the boy, we said to him, grandfather, will you throw a ball on the landing to his boat? He said to them, now if only one of you come in the boat to deck his ball, you have that part. He tell them, the boy still us. Grandfather throw a ball to us on the land, but all men still refuse to throw their ball to them. Then he met with his two row a bridge from his boat on the other. On the shore.
Oh, that's a shore.
Yes, on the shore.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. That we should correct
the
this.
The shore that he put to the shore like this.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
All the boy walk on halfway on his bridge on all bad part. All but hard throw the older boy in his boat and quick shove out with the boy. Then the two brothers both cry for each other in loud, but all man without pity he rowed far out on the sea, sing in loud and go rowing how much he can.
Oh yes, so thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I think we won't keep you so long.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is enough. Do you think this typing okay?
Yes.
Isn't that nice?
Yes. Yes, little mistake sometimes because it pen. Sometimes the ink is too much.
Yes. Yeah. And where did you learn these stories?
That's from the Indian.
Yes, and from when you were small, did you hear these stories?
Yeah, my sister.
Oh, in Arctic Red River?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Lucio story.
Yes.
Now old man arrive home with the boy and leave the boy in the in his boat and go home. And this old man here is Lot man.
Oh.
Old. He got two daughters. Here, old.
Oh, this is old. Yeah. Lord, this should be like this.
No.
Oh, my mistake. Old. Uh-huh. Yes.
Old. We got two daughters. But that old crazy talker, he got two daughters. Why he leave that one boy?
Yeah.
He should be take first to marry, then be. Then be. But he don't stay long.
Yeah. I think it's time. I think we should have.
And cry. And the older brother, the same, he cry, but his younger boy said there to be wolf. His mean I be changed in wolf for save his life that way to hunt his meat. And after a long time, his brother might searching to found him. If he found wolf track, it is to beat him. Who after wolf tell his say, till he see. Then he changed in the man to his brother, but his love, it is not happened to them. Now old man arrive home with the boy and leave the boy in his boat and go home and this old man, he got two daughters. He tell to his daughter, one daughter, I been choice a beautiful boy for a husband to you. And the older girl going for run down to the boat to see the boy, but his boy been mourned much for his brother, and with tears dry his face, and he look ugly. And the girl see, she said, he is not a beautiful but looking ugly. I don't want him for a husband. She said that, come home. And the younger girl take towel and soap and comb and her oil, she went down to the boat to, and the boy still in the boat. And the younger girl, she go in the boat and she take the boy and wash it, tap his face and comb it his head. And after that, she oiled his hair too. Then she took it by the hand to go home together. And the older girl see the boy clean set and look good. She said to her young sister, Sister, both we be back for our husband. But younger girl said to her, Sister, you've been refused to take him for a husband, but now not for you, it is for my only. And he don't stay long with her, only a short time. Now he tell his wife, I want make a rope, and an old man here young man. Man talk with his wife. He said, daughter, what he say? The girl answer him. He want to make a rope. Oh, there it is good stick for a rope, he said. And the young man go there from a place where the stick up in the air turn round like a life. But this young man smart.
Yeah.
Smart, and the air turn round like a life, but this young man smart. throw them. And dead stick throw up among the flight stick, fall down them how much he want, then the stick for a row. Then he come home with the stick already met for a row. Then he told his wife he want sharp bone for the end of a row.
No man talk?
Alepa? Elgu.
Oh, no man talk, Elgu.
Oh, Alepa and Husky.
Oh, Alepa and Husky.
Yeah.
Oh.
I get you thank you and it's a fantastic. And I asked you, she don't catch it. It's a good thing. It's a question at a week in a good thing to tell you. It's a kind of a current ally. It's a great tour to the yetta. It's a great tour to the yetta. Got to new work, I should catch you a question at a week in this, and I answer. It's a light night alone, they it's a gosh enough for light night alone. That the book to us, I should say, the kind of tailor. It's a tailor that he did hold in the heat in there, though. So, yeah, they don't say, you hold up here a little bit, and I will share the day. Seta yo feta seta koru kon seta koru kona I inse ya te huita huiti inse na ve chale sa kacho inse chale yeta kota inse tinse ilu inse tinse ilu ta inse ni na wit a inse ni na wit a de ene chi a ka sonde inse ti a inse ti a de e ka sonde inse yo And I don't know it, Ada. It's an egg. I shall take a new gate, there's an a hurry, your kite, in the kite, a luck and a year. As a kind of a quarter, like a quarter, not a week, at a year. About the Lana child, that I like it, it's in China, Zutitani, Rella. It's in China, the Titania Zaracota. And I thought that answer at Tanahui air. It's at Tanahui air that I kicked in a paper and Lomote, should I use you? You could put a layer coat and a well hood. Are you answer Tinsa Ilu? I want that.
What did he tell you? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Eskimo
song. Oh, Eskimo song.
Oh,
Esta. Esta. No, in Edmonton. Is
that the Cree talk?
That's a yin.
Before that, they're going to that song. What does this Cree song mean? What does this song about? Moon. All about the moon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
那就过去那里，他得的。哎，啥就过去那里？他就过去，过去那里。那个，那个在那个在这里呢。那个在那个在这。那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这，那个在这， Yeah.
much. Yeah.